Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says its rescue centre at Rathfarnham is operating at capacity due to a large increase in the number of sick, injured and cruelly treated animals coming in. The DSPCA says its waiting list for pet owners looking to surrender an animal now stands at more than 850. Our reporter Laura Whelan has this report.
It's a very wet day at the DSPCA's Animal Sanctuary in Rathfarnham in Dublin, but not everyone minds being outside in the rain.
This is some of the remainder of our TikTok ducks. If you remember the trend from the summer before last, where all the people were going out and buying the ducklings for €5. We have goats. There again, people think it's a nice idea to get a goat. It'll keep the grass short. And the odd time we get the goats in. The geese, same situation. Somebody might go out and buy what they think is a cute little gosling, and they turn into sometimes an aggressive animal. So we get those in as well from time to time.
Inside and away from the rain, dozens of rescued and rehabilitated dogs are being cared for by staff, including Amy Dillon, who is an adoption consultant and senior trainer at the DSPCA.
So this is Jordan. Jordan is with us over a year. He has now thankfully found his forever home, so he will be going hopefully in the next week. He came in to us as a stray. He was in very bad condition. He had no hair on his back hips and his limbs. He also as well was very, very nervous. We doubt he had ever been around people, or the people he was around were very nice to him. He'd never really been around other dogs, never been on a lead before, and now a year on, he's at the stage where he's happy to go walking on the lead, happy with human interaction, and then also as well happy to just potter on past other dogs.
And he's been here a year. Will you miss him when he's gone?
Yeah, he will be an emotional one when he goes.
The dog kennels here have always been a busy spot, but in recent months the services of the DSPCA have been in high demand.
We're full to the brim. We have an influx of dogs coming in from other rescues, from the pound, from strays, cruelty, abandoned animals, but also as well a massive list of people wanting to surrender their pets that they bought and they can no longer care for.
Gillian Bird, Head of Education Media at the DSPCA. So at the moment what we're seeing is a huge intake of sick and injured stray animals, which unfortunately we are not being able to find the owners for. So that is increasing the number of animals that are here in the shelter longer than we'd like to have them here. The cruelty cases slowed down a lot during COVID because people were at home, they were looking after their animals a lot more. So now we're seeing a lot of the cases of neglected animals. So animals that have not received veterinary treatment, animals that are very skinny and underweight. And the problem with this is we can't always predict when we're going to be called out to a case. The other problem is that we have to hold these animals, especially if they're seized, we have to hold them until the court case comes. Now, we are hoping legislation is going to be brought in, hopefully fairly soon, that will allow us to actually be able to rehome these animals without having to go to court. But that's one of the things that's actually holding us up, because we have around 60 dogs currently in foster homes that cannot be rehomed. We have a waiting list that's over 850 at the moment. Now, a lot of those people on the waiting list, every time an application comes in, we will assess it, we will look at it, we will look at the urgency, the reasons for it. We will then, in some cases, recommend that they talk to our dog training team if it's a dog behavioural issue. And some cases where people will actually be able to sort it out. But other cases, it would be more serious. It could be something to do with moving house. And it would be a situation where they definitely do need help. And unfortunately, because the shelter is full of the injured, the unclaimed, the sick animals, and of course the extra cruelty cases we're taking in at the moment, we're unable to help those people.
Gillian, what's your message then for anyone who's considering a pet, given the long list that you now currently have for people wanting to surrender their pets?
Please educate yourselves, first of all, before you get an animal, where you get somebody who will actually be on the list because they got something like a German Shepherd puppy for their young child in their one-bedroom apartment, and all of a shock and surprise, the dog has turned out very big. So, you know, there are a lot of things out there where people just haven't thought it through properly. And if you are going to get an animal, please don't buy. Please come to rescue centres like the DSPCA. Just because we don't have what you're looking for on our website doesn't mean we haven't got them as one of the list of people looking to surrender their animals. So come to us, talk to the staff, fill in the application forms, and we hopefully be able to match you up with the perfect pet.